American Tributes, Tom Emmer, The People Are What Makes America Great, Melting Pot of the World. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 18, 2026. As part of Breitbart's America 250 coverage, we proudly present American Tributes. This special section showcases original videos sent to us from members of Congress, the Cabinet, and the administration. All thematically connected by one simple premise, love of country. In a video for Breitbart News's American Tributes project, House Majority Whip Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, spoke about how the United States was the greatest constitutional republic the world has ever known. Emmer also spoke about how once people arrive in the U.S. they become Americans, adding that the U.S. was a melting pot. July is our 250th birthday for the United States of America. The greatest constitutional republic the world has ever known, Emmer said. What makes us so great? It's the people. It's the people from all walks of life, from all different cultures. It's the melting pot of the world. What has made us great, though, is once people arrive here in America, they become Americans, Emmer continued. We celebrate this country, and the freedoms that it provides to not only us, but to the generations past and the generations yet to come. Emmer continued to note that the 250th celebration of the U.S. is about people having the right to self-determine versus the size and scope of government. Despite our challenges today, and we have many, but that's been the same since this country began 250 years ago, and we always succeed, Emmer added. We always come out of it stronger than we were when we started it. And we're going to do that again, and it all gets celebrated on July 4, 2026, the 250th birthday. Emmer's video comes as people throughout the nation are gearing up to celebrate America's 250th birthday celebration on July 4. Organizations like Freedom 250 have announced that a Great American State Fair will be held on the National Mall for 16 days to celebrate the occasion. Breitbart News previously reported in April that an initiative called America Reads the Bible took place and aimed to set a sacred tone before the celebrations of the nation's 250th anniversary.